Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Christiana, also known as Lady Goldie. Today, I am offering psychic readings and life coaching all in one. So stay tuned and make sure you call in to get in line for a reading. Each reading is limited to 2 minutes, but I'm going to say it's about 1 to 2 minutes. I'm not going to guarantee that each person will get 2 full minutes. So let's say 1 to 2 minutes per person, and you can only ask one question, just one question. For more information on my services, please visit www.promiselifecoaching.com. Send me a message to set up payment via PayPal on my website's contact page, and there is a sliding scale fee. So I will actually work with you to arrange a payment that is suitable for you and your budget, which is very generous. Not everybody does this, but I do. Payments begin at $1 per minute. So, for instance, 20 minutes for $20. Thank you so much, everybody. But like today, it's free mini readings. 1 to 2 minutes per person. And I have only 3 callers. If you've called in this February, I suggest allowing other people to get their readings done first. I'm noticing that a lot of people are calling in repeatedly during the same month and getting several readings per month. So, which is fine, but, you know, we want to allow others to get readings, too, that haven't had a chance yet. Okay, so I have Indigo Angel Oracle cards out, and I'm going to shuffle them really quick before I take the first caller. And what I do is I usually just put them on a flat surface and just kind of mix them all around. That's how I shuffle them, put them in a big pile and mix them around. Okay. So, first caller is 805 area code.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. How can I help you?
I wanted to know about my love life, what you're picking up on that. There isn't any love life now.
Okay. Well, the first card I pulled for you is self-care. So, that right there is telling me that it's time for you to take care of yourself rather than pursue a romantic relationship. So just take time to, you know, pamper yourself and just give yourself a lot of self-love. And then I think once you start to do more of that, you'll attract someone to you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, I do a lot of that now. I don't work or anything, and so I have a lot of time to spend on myself, and I meditate, and I go to the beach, I get massages, I travel, I visit my family, I have my place looking very nice, and I think I do a lot of care, self-care. You know, I'm well-groomed,
Okay, well.
Not. I spend time on myself. I don't have kids or anything, so I don't put my energies into kids or anything, no.
So just continue with that,
yeah,
and I think you will attract someone to you.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Do you have any timeline? Do you know when or...
Mm. No, I'm not getting a timeline.
Yeah.
I don't always get that. It's not my specialty. Sorry.
Okay.
But
I hope
some of that was beneficial. I'm going to put you on hold now. I have to go to the next caller.
Thank you.
Okay, next caller. I seem to have misplaced my my love deck. So I will do my best without those cards. Okay, next caller, 646.
Greetings. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Tony. I was calling just because I just had a couple of health issues that just seemed to come down immediately. So I was just trying to figure out if there was any significance, spiritual significance to it, or if I was working myself through it, or basically being called the other side.
Is there something going on in your abdomen?
No, this was a diabetes 2 thing, so I guess there was a few different things that I guess come with it.
Well, I immediately saw that your solar plexus was blocked, and that is the area from your rib cage down your belly button. And do you know what the solar plexus is?
Yes, I do.
Well, I would suggest doing some meditations to clear that and to come back to a place where you feel that you have that personal power in your life again, that positive personal power.
Okay, I get that.
Okay.
Yes,
and, I think that definitely relates to your medical issues, because a lot of our health issues start in the gut.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold to listen to the
show
if you'd like. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay. Next caller, 480 area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, Christiana. I was calling to find out real quick. I just kind of gave my 2-week notice with my current job. Now it's just the job to pay the bills while I'm working on some other things. And I just kind of wanted to get an idea of what you kind of see over the next, 2 months or so in regards to financial stability.
Okay. 1 second. Okay, well, that's not. I was gazing into my crystal ball, and it's not giving me anything. Okay. How about I ask my pendulum if you'll have better luck financially within the next couple months? Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. Better luck financially within the next few months, yes or no? It's saying you will. So that's something positive. Is that... Does that help? I mean, I know it's kind of a short answer, but things are going to start looking up within 2 months from now.
Okay. That's encouraging.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold to listen to the show called Dropped. That's too bad. Okay. Let's see. Next caller, 219 area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Yes, it's a question about my relationship.
Okay, what is your question?
I'm wondering if it's better to just go our separate ways.
Okay, the first answer I got was just a direct yes.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay.
I think it would alleviate a lot of stress for both of you.
Mm-hmm. True.
He seems like there's a lot on his mind.
Yes.
Maybe kind of confused or something.
Yes.
And I think with time it'll resolve itself. You know, it's going to be difficult for a while, but it'll get better.
Okay.
So, is that helpful at all, or?
Yes. No, yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. Great. Okay. All right. I have to get to the next caller. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next caller, 860 area code.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is
Christiana.
Hi. Have you received a reading this month from me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get to people that haven't received a reading this month. So
okay.
I'm going to get to the other callers first, but if you hold on, I can get to you for the last call.
Okay.
All right, thanks. 407 area code.
Hi, this is Lori. I'm new to your show, and I like the vibration of your voice. My question.
Thank you.
Thank you. It just comes across really clear and really hopeful. In some degree, I feel things. I'm not going to label myself. I just, through a lot of prayer and a lot of meditation, I have become a lot more sensitive. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to label anything because, I mean, who am I to label myself? If I could be so humble as to ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
I would like to have a career doing what my passion is, which is writing, corresponding, public speaking, and I have been putting my energy in that area for a lot of years, and irregular employment hasn't been very successful. Do you feel I should continue focusing on this, or am I just living a pipe dream and just, you know, not getting anywhere with my attempts, my efforts, my energy that I put in the universe?
Okay. A pendulum. Should she continue on the path of following her dreams for her career, or were you thinking just like a regular job? Something that pays the bills? I'm asking you. Hello?
Huh? Yeah.
I'm
no,
asking you. It would be either following your dreams for a career, or it would be just getting a job that pays the bills, right? Should she follow her dreams or get a job that just simply pays the bills? Yes. Yes or no to following her dreams? Come on. Yes or no? Yes to following your dreams. Should she get a job that simply pays the bills? It's saying yes to both. So get a job that pays the bills, and then whenever you have any time, you pursue your passion. Is it possible to do that? Like two part-time jobs?
I've been doing it the opposite, because every time I get part-time jobs, I get disrespected and mistreated. The jobs are really low wages, and then I end up being a supervisor, or I end up working in human resources and still making a really low pay per hour amount. So I just get tired of giving and giving and giving. That's why, yeah, I can take a conventional job and work nights and weekends and not have any time and just mm-hmm. be called whenever they need me. I don't want to live like
I
that
understand.
Anymore.
Well, that is the reading I got, though, and unfortunately I think I've kind of gone over on your reading, so I have to get to the next caller. Thank you so much for calling in, though. Next caller is calling from an anonymous number.
Hi,
hello?
I thought my number showed up because I'm calling.
Yeah, I can hear you. This is Christiana.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, sorry for anonymous number. I was using Google Hangouts because my phone isn't working, but I thought it showed a number.
Oh, no. There's no number that shows. But anyways, so how can I help you?
Hi. Well, I met someone, and I thought it was just a fling, and I may have overreacted, and I kind of felt bad. So I texted him, and he hasn't responded, so I'm asking you what do you see around me and that person, like with communication. Or should I apologize for all the stuff I said? It wasn't mean. It was just me expressing my feelings.
Okay. I'm feeling that it was just kind of like a temporary thing. I don't feel that it was anything that was meant to be more than that.
Mm. Okay.
From his perspective, at least.
So should I not apologize or just leave it as is?
I'm just feeling that it would be something best to just let go. Apologizing is really up to you, but I don't feel like it's going to really change anything, you know what I mean?
Okay, that makes sense. Instead of like dabbling whether or not I should have...
What was that?
So I was dabbling whether or not I should apologize or not, if it was just like a one-night stand type thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. I just move on.
Well, okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, next caller, 407. Have I gotten to your call already?
You've already taken me,
Have I? Have I taken your call?
Yes, you've already taken me. I'm 407.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. 916 area code. Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you? Hello? 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 Okay, I'm sorry, but I had to put you back on hold because I didn't hear anybody. It was just muffled noises. Okay. So, everybody, again, what I kind of try to do, I mean, it's hard in doing many readings, but, you know, to really go into depth. But since my focus is actually life coaching, I do the psychic readings and then I kind of coach you at the same time. And like I said, I try to do the mini readings on Saturday nights, 6:30 every Saturday. 1 to 2 minutes per person. Just ask. Make sure that you ask one question. If there's anybody else that happens to call in within the next 10 to 12 minutes. Again, for more information, please visit promiselifecoaching.com. Send me a message to set up payment via PayPal on my website's contact page. And there is a sliding scale fee. So I will actually work with you to arrange a payment that suits your budget, which is very generous. And not many psychics do that. So it's a really good deal. And I really encourage you to check out my website and to get a hold of me. Like I said, I take payments via PayPal, and you can set that up and arrange a date and time to meet via Skype to do your session. So payments begin at $1 per minute. For instance, 20 minutes for $20, and so on and so forth. If you want an hour reading, which is really in-depth, that would be $60. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm going to hop on the chat really quick here just to see if anybody happens to be on chat. Okay. I'm loading chat right now. Just 1 second. Okay. So I just see that I'm the only one in chat room. But if any of you are, if any of you are listening and would like to ask me a question via chat, that would work too. I'll check it again in a minute. I am going to try to do a general reading for everybody. And basically, whatever messages come through are usually meant for somebody that's either listening now or that will listen to the show eventually. So I'm going to get, I have my crystal ball here. Okay, so this might sound a little strange, but the first image I got was and for some reason, Spirit's been sending me messages lately about people's health, like their physical and spiritual health and the connection between the two. So what I'm seeing is somebody's feet. Someone is having, like, lots of pain in their feet, and that's just a sign for you to take care of your feet, to make sure you're wearing supportive shoes, because, you know, it's they support your whole body, so it's important that you take care of them. It's important to take care of your physical and your spiritual body. And also work on grounding your energy to the earth, because the earth, you know, that's the root chakra, and that goes down into the earth and helps you to feel connected, grounded, and centered, which is essential, I think, to really feeling present here on earth. Me, I'm a Capricorn, and I never really realized it before, but Capricorns, I believe Capricorns are earth signs. So, which, I mean, it surprised me. I'm like, oh, that's why, you know, I'm so into grounding and like hematite and garnet, which is my birthstone, and all very grounding stones. And I love the color red. So, you know, I do a lot of candle magic with red candles for grounding. So it all makes sense now as I study more and more. Okay, everybody. I am going to pull a card from my soul journey deck and then read about it. And again, it's for anybody out there that could possibly benefit from it. Well, not possibly. I know somebody will benefit from it. I picked the Balance card. It's a beautiful kind of green and blue flower that just looks like it's vibrating and spreading outward with a beautiful halo of light blue light. It says balance. I bring a state of perfect harmony into my world, and I do so without judgment. Okay, here it is. Balance. I bring a state of perfect harmony into my world, and I do so without judgment. Balance means bringing a sense of stability and wholeness into every area of your life. Many times when you look at a situation objectively, you will resonate with one side more than the other. Try not to view either as good or bad, but simply recognize that it is. The true nature of the scales of balance is to give both sides of a situation your equitable, objective perspective. It can be difficult to understand the side that you don't relate to, but that is a lesson in itself. What is it about you that prevents you from giving both sides of the coin your non-judgmental assessment? The situation or person has been placed in your path to teach you that everyone has his or her own unique, authentic life story, and you must put yourself in shoes to really understand his or her motivation. Balance is a godly virtue, and if it is struck, you will reap the benefits of insight and compassion. I really like that last sentence there. Let me read it again. Balance is a godly virtue, and if it is struck, you will reap the benefits of insight and compassion. And again, the mantra on the card is balance. I bring a state of perfect harmony into my world, and I do so without judgment. That has me really thinking about different situations in my life. How about you? I really like these soul journey cards. It's called the Soul Journey Lesson Cards Guidebook, and the cards, of course, that come with it, by James Van Prague. So they're really great lesson cards, life lesson cards. And he is an internationally renowned number one New York Times bestselling author. And that's all I'm going to say about him. I'm going to check again in chat to see if anybody has happened to... There is somebody in chat. Guest 883, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask via chat? Because I'm ready for your question, if you have one. Okay, I'll check back in a minute just to see. Okay, once again, people, go to my website. Please check it out. It's just a simple, basic website. The first page is my blog that I showcase my blog. I also have the About and Contact page, and I just give brief information on the services that I provide, which are life coaching, psychic readings, hypnosis, spell casting, and Reiki. And all of those can be done via Skype if you have webcam. That's what I prefer, so I can see my clients face to face. And sorry, my brain just shut off there for a minute. My main focus is life coaching and psychic readings, but you can check me out again, promiselifecoaching.com. And I'm also on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram under Goldie Batiste. Goldie is my spiritual name, I guess you could say. I'm also on Tumblr. So you can find me on Google Plus as well. Promised Life Coaching. My name's Christiana Leduther. And then, like I said, my spirit name is Lady Goldie. Okay, so I think I have gotten to all of the callers, and there are 10 minutes left in the show. I just received another call. 305 area code.
Hi, I just turned into you. Tuned in, turned on. Saw you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Have you received a reading this month?
No, I never got a reading from you.
Okay. All right, great. So what is your question?
Do you see me going to Jupiter Art Show in March? I'm on a wait list right now, and I was wondering if you see me presently being there with my friend Cindy and having a good turnout of people and a lot of business.
Can you just stick with one question?
Yeah, it's all the same question. Meaning,
okay.
You see me going to this festival without rain. That's really what I want to know.
Without rain, you said.
Yeah, in other words, I'm on a wait list right now. And if people cancel, then they'll let me in. It's an outdoor 2-day art festival.
Well, I think that it will be somewhat cloudy, but I don't think that it's going to stand in the way of anything.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's my concern. But you see me there.
Yeah, I just see it being kind of drizzly, but nothing. Like some people have umbrellas and stuff.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
well, thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay. All right, everybody. So, 50 minutes. But it seems like that's too long of a stretch. So, I'm going to stick with like probably 30 to 45 minute shows. You guys can find me again on Blog Talk. I will be on again next Saturday evening at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So make sure you check the time difference for where you live. And again, please check out my website for in-depth readings. It's worth it to really get the in-depth reading because I can really tap into your energy and work with you on a personal level, which is really beneficial to my clients. I find that they really like that. All right, thank you, and everybody have a blessed evening. Take care.